It's time for the Friday Financial Feature with Ruby Lougheed Yanni, the Senior Financial Advisor of Lougheed Financial Planning, Manulife Securities Incorporated. And for Ruby this morning is Henna Rintala. Good morning, Henna.
Good morning. We've all heard stories about it. Most of us have experienced it to a certain degree. And if we're really honest, it scares all of us. It's financial fraud. We live in a high-tech world, and fraud has escalated to sophisticated levels. So what should we do? How can we protect ourselves? First and foremost, we need to remember who we are. In Romans 8, we read that if we are led by the Spirit of God, we are children of God. And as children of God, we shouldn't live in fear. We should call on God, our Father. In Philippians 4:6, we read, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done." So don't worry, pray, and thank God for His protection. Next, we need to learn how to protect ourselves against financial fraud. In order to do that, we need to be aware of how they operate. Sin works under the protection of darkness, but as we shed light on it, it loses its power to deceive us. So let's turn on the lights. Manulife's Spring 2017 Solutions Magazine has an excellent article on defeating fraud. In it, they give us some helpful tips. Telephone scams have been around for a long time. However, now that many people have cell phones on them at all times, fraudsters have stepped up their game. Seniors and young people are especially vulnerable to these types of scams, although no one is immune to it. They prey on creating fear, pulling on your heartstrings, or fulfilling an idealistic longing. For example, I'm sure we all know someone who has received a call from someone claiming to be a CRA agent. They say you owe back taxes and threaten you with a police arrest if you don't pay immediately. According to a CBC News report in 2015, 763 Canadians reported being defrauded by this very scam, costing them a total of $2.5 million. And those are only the ones that were reported. What about the calls that are apparently from the police, letting you know that a loved one has been in an accident and they need money immediately? I got a call at work once from someone claiming to work for the company of our telephone service provider. After talking briefly about our account and offering some incredible savings, the caller said that she just needed to know my date of birth to verify that I'm over 18. When I said I wasn't comfortable giving her that information, she quickly hung up. So beware of callers claiming to be from your bank, CRA, or the police. Watch out for someone letting you know that you've won a prize or lottery winning and there's a fee to collect the jackpot. You know what they say, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And beware of those long-lost family members who are in some other country and need cash to get out of jail. It's very important to not share your personal information over the phone. Your SIN number, credit card number, driver's license number, passport number, date of birth, name of financial institution, passwords or PIN numbers, or even your mother's maiden name. The best thing to do when you feel pressured or you're suspicious about a call is to just hang up. In 2008, credit card fraud dropped by 76% with the introduction of chip cards in Canada. However, today, many credit cards have a new feature where you only have to tap your card when paying for smaller purchases. This has given rise to card-not-present fraud, where the details of your card are stolen without actually having your physical card. To protect yourself, keep your PIN private. Don't write it down or share it with anyone, because these criminals need your PIN to access your account. Pick a PIN that is not easy to guess. Avoid birth dates, addresses, and phone numbers. And cover your hands when you're typing your PIN at the store or bank machine so that it cannot be seen or recorded with a video. Only provide your credit card number, expiry date, and security code to reputable companies with transactions that you have initiated. Finally, check your statement each month for unusual transactions. It's not surprising that check fraud has dropped since the use of checks has declined. In fact, most millennials have never even owned checks. Additional security features like foil stamping, micro printing, and watermarks have also made check fraud more difficult. But if you're like me, you still use the occasional check. So consider these tips from Manulife Solutions. store your checks safely. Accept checks only from people or companies you know. When selling something to someone who wants to pay by check, don't hand the item over until their check has cleared. This can take 5 to 10 business days. Call your bank to confirm that the check you deposited has in fact cleared. And finally, think about going paperless using e-payments and online transfers, because ultimately you may be liable for losses through check fraud. Mail fraud is also on the decline, since many of us receive our statements and invoices through email notifications instead of the mail. But be aware, scammers still steal mail in order to steal identities. So make an effort to collect your mail quickly. If you move, contact everyone you tend to get mail from and give them your new address. And don't forget to provide Canada Post with a forwarding address as well. Online financial fraud, although very relevant in our high-tech world, is such a large topic, it's best saved to be discussed during a future financial feature. Remember, a trusting person is admirable. However, in this day and age, we need to be cautious with our personal information until we have reason to believe that someone is trustworthy. Proverbs 14:15 says, "Only a simpleton believes everything he's told. A prudent man understands the need for proof." Your personal security should be important to you. Do not be afraid, but be vigilant, and give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4. Be blessed and have a great weekend.